Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the At Large Technology Task Force Working Group call on the 20th of May 2013. On the call today, we have Devon Antelope-Singh, Olivier Crépin-Leblond, Yaovi Atorun, Gordon Chilcott, Siva Mutuzani, and Imani Fakoti-Manova-Louis. We have an apology from Bill Tanis, and from staff, we have myself, Natalie Pellegrin. I'd like to remind all participants to please state their names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Dev.
Thank you very much, Natalie, and good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is the Technology Task Force call. On the agenda, we have a review of the action items from the previous call in March, and then a review of the Technology Task Force session at the ICANN Beijing meeting. And then we'll look into one of the outcomes coming from the Beijing meeting, ideas for improving the organization of content on the at-large wiki. And then further to that, we'll be looking at how to using the Lucid meeting tools. Lucid is a platform for conducting meetings that ICANN is now looking to use either to supplement or to replace the Adobe Connect technology that we use for meetings. And then we have any other business. I saw that Siva had posted a question to the mailing technology task force mailing list asking about at-large mobile development, and I'll put that under any other business there. Hopefully Siva will come in and could elaborate on what he has in mind for this. Okay, so that's the agenda. I'm not hearing anybody in the chat or saying anything now, so I assume everyone is okay with the agenda. Okay, well, in that case, let's jump right into it. So the review of action items from the working group dated March 18th. And let me just open this up. Okay, the action item ongoing, the technology task force to evaluate and review tools used by at-large and inform ICANN of the situation regarding accessibility. This was in response to the concerns that the technology that's used by ICANN is not accessible to differently abled persons, such as persons who are blind and so forth. This is not really talk to a few of the at-large structures that are focused on dealing with this, with differently abled or disabled persons. There's an ALS from Armenia, and for example, that is a member of URALU, and my intent here is to really get those ALSs involved and start to document these the situations regarding these technology tools and their accessibility. So that is ongoing. Myself to write a one page on the AC room, I have to confess that I have not done this. I did start it, but I have not completed it. So this, I'll have to leave this action item in there for me to do. Ongoing staff to place a link to the at-large working group portal in the gateway box on the wiki. I believe this has been done, and that now when we look at the wiki pages, the gateway link, the gateway box, which is in the upper left, has a link to the actual working groups. I don't know if it's propagated to every single wiki page, though. But I think that has been done. I see Natalie has posted that this has been completed. So I guess we could take that item off the action items. Ongoing plans to create a template for structuring information in a technology workspace. I see Lance has actually posted something to the wiki, and I'll just post a link here. Proposed template. So, we'll probably look at that under any other business if time permits for that. So you can then discuss it. Let's see. Okay. action item, ongoing, right, to the outreach and capacity building working groups to make use of the at-large social media strategy and developing a glossary of terms. This has been done. The capacity building working group is, I think, is having a meeting sometime this week. And I've already mentioned already. Sorry?
Tuesday.
Ah, thank you.
Today, Dev. The meeting today.
Oh, goodness, yes, it is today. Yes. Yeah. Okay, well, in any case, I've already talked with the chair of the capacity building working group, Sarah Talley-McAvanero, and mentioned that, you know, the tools already has been documented by the technology task force. It's really now to come up with the ideas in terms of the content and who should be sharing the content and so forth, and who will be monitoring the social media for, in terms of getting feedback from people who like it or ask questions on the various social networks. So that is done. Developing a glossary of terms, I think this technically should have been on a separate action item. That has not been done, but that's going to be coming up in terms of the improving the at-large wiki. So that's ongoing. Action item, staff to find out if the technology task force has its own email address. So people can email the TTF and it can be posted to the TTF mailing list. I believe this has been done, and I believe that anybody could now post to the to that email address. Has that been done, Natalie? Okay, that has been completed. Excellent. Thanks. So that you can now remove that action item as complete. And final action item, staff to ensure all TTF members have editing rights. I believe it was it was Gordon who was trying to edit the wiki, and he was not able to. So just to confirm from staff is whether this was completed or not. Okay, it has been completed. Okay, well, Gordon and, of course, all other members of the technology task force, if there are any issues, of course, raise it immediately with the staff. Okay, so we can mark that as complete. Okay. All right, so let's move now ahead to... Yaobi, I see your hand is raised. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Yaobi speaking. For the first action item, I just want to know if this is the accessibility. Is a problem for the whole structure of members of that structure? Because I think we are referring to a structure in Armenia. So is it the whole structure or some members of the structure?
Thanks, Yabi. Indeed. Well, this action item came about because a member of At Large, who is differently able, posted on one of the VLO lists complaining about how the ICANN website itself was not accessible, and you know, and therefore she was not able to really access the website or find out information about ICANN and so forth. So this is taken as a standard action item to look at the accessibility of technology tools used by At Large and see, you know, and to document whether how these tools are accessible to differently abled persons. We have not really made much progress on this action item, I have to I will admit. And that is why I also wanted to work with partner with the ELSs that are especially focused on this issue, such as that ELS from Armenia, for example, Yavi. So what we do have to do is to get those persons involved and then start creating, start documenting in our workspace for each of the tools that we use, how accessible is it, are there workarounds, and if not, then at least bring it to ICANN for attention. Okay, all right. Moving along then with the agenda, We have the review of the at-large technology task force session at the ICANN Beijing meeting. Well, it was a useful meeting. At that meeting, we went through the fundamentals of the wiki, you know, and walked through certain key things that a beginner would need to know how to use the wiki. So how to log in, how to add a comment, how to add a page, how to add content such as YouTube videos to it and so forth. Certain questions came up regarding, you know, when we were going through how the at-large spaces on the Confluence Wiki, you know, what is the difference between a workspace and what is the working groups, and the confusion in regarding these the use of these terms. You know, why do some working groups don't have workspaces, for example? One of the suggestions was that that this group document the steps for working groups to follow in creating workspaces, so it's consistent. There's also comments regarding that, well, you know, that while a few persons do get understand wikis, you know, a lot of persons don't, and they need to, and they tend to fall back to just email to just get all the information, and so you need to have some training and hand-holding to really get them to really get the wiki and understand its potential. And the suggestions was that we need to look at the online education portal that the person from ICANN, Matthew Shears, I believe it was, and look at that to, you know, develop content, how-to videos to improve the at-large skill set. We then walked through things like, you know, how do you do the policy development page, you know, Heidi showed the ALAC portal page on the wiki, and then Chris Gift, from the person from ICANN VP, I believe, for in charge of online community services, we had a discussion with him in terms of Chris is looking at anything that is online that the ICANN community uses, so collaboration tools, translations, customer support, and so forth. And Eduardo mentioned things such as the difficulty of subscribing to mailing lists, you know, and whether my ICANN could be used to alleviate that issue. Winthrop, I believe, made a comment that, you know, the content should be visual when you're sharing content over Facebook or social networks. You know, they're taken to a page that is very dry, was his words, I believe. And, you know, persons just really just get a little bit lost trying to figure out what is this all about. So, and he was suggesting that, you know, we have to come up with like a summary page to, or teasers, so that, you know, persons coming to the page at the very first time aren't so bewildered or confused or lost. There are a few other comments. Oksana raised the issue of translations or language support. And there was a discussion about, you know, looking at the ICANN's website in terms of redesigning it, because there's so much content, people still, you know, the accessibility of ICANN to the wider public. I think Imani also mentioned, you know, like new members should be added to the wiki, to the feeds of all the wiki changes, and then that will force persons to be, they would be aware, and then that will also force them to go back in and trim their feed to say, well, okay, I'm not interested in this or that or whatever. I think those are the key points from the Technology Task Force meeting. But ultimately, and the key comments I keep hearing informally is that, you know, people find the wiki is still difficult to find information and so forth. And I think, you know, in discussing it with a few persons on the, you know, at Beijing, that we really do need to try to look at how we are organize content on the at-large wiki and how it's presented to at-large members and to the wider public that come to our pages. So that's going to be what's going to be on our next agenda item, which is improving the organization of content on the at-large wiki. Any other quick thoughts or questions or comments regarding the Beijing Technology Task Force session meeting? Going once, going twice, going thrice. Okay. All right, well then, okay, well, let's now move ahead to the idea of improving the organization of content on the at-large wiki. Let me just post the link here. And I tried to just, you know, summarize this in a very small way, because I mean, I really want to get some more feedback as to how we want to approach this and so forth. We had started this wiki page, but then I have now just gone in and tried to put it in this perspective of what are the issues that we are looking at when we come to the at-large wiki. Persons in at-large have expressed frustration in not being able to find content of importance to them. Anyone arriving at a wiki page via a search engine or links shared by over social media to understand, you know, what is ICANN, what is at-large, what the ALAC, what are we about, and the work we are doing, and how they can get involved. It's also hard to research the wiki to find information about the history of at-large and ALAC and the working groups. For example, if you wanted to find the history of all who is related advice to the ICANN board by the ALAC, it would be very hard to find. For example, like if you wanted to get like a timeline of information and see how our advice has evolved or you know, has been consistent or what have you. And then finally, if a working group member misses a working group meeting or misses two meetings, for example, it's very difficult to try to find the meeting transcripts and et cetera to keep up to date. So those were the key issues I thought that persons have with the at-large wiki, and I'll open it up the floor to question to anybody who has any further issues. Olivier, please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Dev. It's Olivier Clapin-Blanc for the Transcript Record. I have a question with regards to the wiki. I know that there are many different add-ons which can be added to wiki to the wiki systems. And if you look at the tools subdirectory or the, you know, sort of the tools option, the pull-down menu, I know that there were a few things which were added over time. I'm not quite sure how these things can be added. Are these maybe suggestions that you could make to ICANN IT so that they try and work and find suitable solutions for the wiki itself without having to start using a brand new system?
Thank you, Olivier. This is Dave. I would say yes. So, I've been looking at for the record, the at-large wiki uses a platform called Confluence, and they do have a lot of plugins that I think what we can recommend to ICANN IT staff to install and so forth. For example, a plugin that I've discovered that I thought would be very useful is the ability to update the wiki via email. So, like, if there was for example, if there was an email comment that's been posted on a Relo mailing list or a working group mailing list and not on a wiki page where the policy is being commented on, you know, what typically has to happen? Somebody has to manually cut and paste text, into the comment. But there's a plugin that allows someone to just simply forward that to a specific email, and it will update a comment on a wiki page. So I would think that would be very useful for staff. So it's identification. So yes, we should look at plugins that that the Confluence has, and see what recommend that that they be installed, so that to save time, same effort, and make it more easier for at large to use. So I hope that answers that question. There's a few other plugins I have in mind, but I won't go into them now. Gordon, please go ahead.
Thank you, Dev. Gordon Shulcott, for the record. I hate to sound like a broken record here, but there is a phrase that you've used in the last 5 minutes which I'm not seeing answered here, and you're probably not going to easily. That phrase is find information. When you reorganize the wiki pages, and I agree you should, you're going to find it a bit somewhat easier to find a page. As an example, one of the items here about trying to find the meeting transcripts, I've never had any real difficulty finding them, at least in the last 6 months, and I send transcripts of the meetings to my ALS each month. There'll be the transcript for this meeting will be sent over. So to me, that's not really a problem, although I suspect for some work groups it is. So we can reorganize the way we find pages. Finding information is a different kettle of fish. When I go in to find information, for example, anything that has been written on Finn Who Is, what I'm looking for is information on Finn Who Is. I really don't care what page it's on. In fact, I couldn't care less. I'm looking for what was said. And that is a very, very different type of search. And in fact, what he's talking about, given the treasure chest of information that is the ICANN library, if I can call it that, is document mining. You're mining documents for information. That is how information of this type, especially in an environment like this, are found. And I've worked in environments like this before. And we've had to resort to tools, search tools, that were able to provide this document, that the ability to dig into all the documents to find what was said on whatever topic it is at hand. So reorganizing the pages and restructuring is important. It's very important because you need to be able to find out what happened at the last meeting, especially for those of us who are members of maybe more than one work group. But the business of finding information is rather different. And that's it for me. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Gordon. This is Dave speaking. And I tried to capture that in that first issue. You know, the frustration of not being able to find content of importance to them. So and I hear that comment often. So indeed, it's a challenge. And I think also we also have to look at ensuring things like the documents and so forth are also able to be indexed properly by the Confluence Wiki, and so that when people search for things, when somebody does a search for a topic, Tin Who Is, for example, that document will come up, and I guess that also comes up into things like taxonomy. In terms of tagging attachments and so forth. Siva, I see your hand raised. I'm seeing you. Okay, Siva. Go ahead.
Yeah. Since most of the participants, at least a good number of participants, access the wiki and the collaborative platforms by mobile phone, is there any specific study done on user experience on possible limitations?
This is Dave. I'm not aware of any formal study being done. I don't know if at large staff would be aware of it, but to answer that question, I don't think there has been any formal study as such done. I just note that from anecdotes. Go ahead, first. Go ahead, Siva. Go ahead.
It does not have to be an elaborate study. It could even be an informal collection of feedback from known participants about how difficult or how easy it is that they find to use the wiki on the mobile. I think we should do that.
Okay, so this is Dave again. I see Gordon is agreeing with you on that. So, okay, so what you're suggesting, let me make sure if I have this idea captured, is that you're suggesting that this should be some sort of informal survey done to, and survey some at-large members from, I guess, all the VLOs, to ask them what precisely, how easy it was to use the wiki. That's that type of thing?
Yes, especially on the mobile.
And as well, especially on being able to access the wiki from a mobile device.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. I think Gordon, and I saw Gordon agreeing with you on that. So, all right. I think we could put that as something to look at. Olivier, I see her hand was raised. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, Dave. Two things. First, a question, and then I'll want to follow up afterwards with something that's slightly unrelated to this. First one, with regards to finding information, I know that there is a search box which is on every wiki page on the top right-hand side. But I've also noticed some people going into Google and knowing the name of the document that they're looking for, then doing a Google search for the name of that document, and that then shows up, because thankfully Google appears to be indexing our community.icann.org website rather well, and so they've done that. Does anyone have any experience as to which one of the two works better, whether it's the inside search or the Google search?
Okay, well, all right, Olivier, this is Dave. I would say the Google search works better for the actual attachments of like PDFs and so forth. I would say the Google does seem to work very well in searching the attachments. In terms of like searching for meeting titles and so forth, I do tend to rely on the Confluence Wiki search. And I should have mentioned that I went through some of those tips at the Beijing meeting, you know, of like how do you access the search quickly, and tips in terms of, well, instead of, if you're trying to find a particular topic, instead of starting off with typing in at large, you know, you start using the keywords look at the keywords from right to left, so that you would search for technology task force minutes, and that will get a faster result. But I see some persons have raised hands here. Gordon, do you want to speak to this?
Thank you, Dev. Gordon, for the record. One difference I noticed between the two searches is that the community search engine is rather good if you're looking across the top of the document. That is to say, the title of the document, or even maybe its abstract. Google seems to get a little bit deeper in. And that brings up another point. The document mining tools that I've used in the past answer the question, what information is available on SynWhoIs in documents that don't necessarily directly address SynWhoIs. They might be talking about something entirely different. But the topic of SynWhoIs comes up for two or three paragraphs and something important is said. The difficulty is trying not to miss these remarks. But anyway, that seems to be the difference between the two searches.
Okay. Let's see. Anybody else? Siva, you have your hand raised to answer this question? What Olivia asked? Siva?
I actually have another question that relates to the mobile application development. A point that I raised in the email. Have you taken note of that? And It is not that I'm pushing for that idea, but I thought it would be a good way to reach out to more participants by a distinct mobile application that will disseminate information. Another one, maybe to work on some sort of platform, mobile platform, to make it easy for people to comment or participate.
Okay. Actually, Siva, this is Dave. Well, yes, I did note it, and we're going to try to put that on any other business if we have time permits. So we'll discuss the idea of the possibility of the mobile platforms and when we get to that any other business. But Olivier, I think I should give you back the floor because he said you had a follow up question now, in terms of to follow up regarding the search.
Yes, thank you very much, Dev. It's Olivier for the transcript. It actually goes further than the search. I know that it started out as the search, but we're looking here at ideas for improving the organization of content on the at-large wiki. And there is one thing in there which says define taxonomy for labeling wiki pages. Now, I have worked with Matt on a new labeling system for our statements and for any correspondence that we issue externally or even internally. And the format, if I can just quickly put it on there. It doesn't actually show very well. So as you'll notice, I've just put it on the chat. So it starts with AL for at-large, and then you've got ALAC or whichever other part of the at-large is releasing the document. Then there is dash and then ST. This is for a statement. Then you've got month. So two digits for the month, two digits for the year, and a dash. Then you've got, I don't know what that is, NU. That's helpful. Really great. I've got to think of this one. This is probably the number of the statement. Yes, number of the statement, how many statements we've had. And then we've got the revision, and it's usually 00. But there are times when we've had to perform occasional revisions to a statement. We've already sent it and then something happened and we needed to change it. So we have those two zeros which can be changed into
revision
a one.
Okay.
And then the language at the end. Now, this is just something which we're going to launch very soon. It's a minor modification on the current system that we have, but hopefully it's something that we can extend to all the documents. And I wonder whether it might be worth looking at a similar system for the at-large pages that might help when doing searches. This is a very wild suggestion, not wild, but it's just a very rough suggestion, and I'm just throwing this into the bucket in case it might be picked up by this group. That's all.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Olivier. I have to say this is a very detailed taxonomy in terms of tracking the statements and so on. AL, ST, month and year. And I still don't know what I have to say. I'm drawing a blank as what NU could mean. And the revision number and then the language. Well, I was thinking the taxonomy, and it goes to what Gordon was saying, in terms of, like, if you wanted to find something on, say, who is, then whenever there was all the content that's related to Whois would be tagged on the wiki, and therefore Constance Confluence has the ability to show, okay, we can show all the pages in a chronological order with a particular label. That way you could see all of the Whois activity on the at-large wiki. That was to be the idea. I wasn't really thinking. So the taxonomy would be like, okay, the thing is, it has to be consistent. So RAA, who is, the topic areas, GTLD, that type of thing. So I would say that we could use this. I just wonder who, all right, I guess the question will be for Livy. This taxonomy that you propose there, how is this going to help the ALAC or help you in terms of, I see you're pasting in some text there. All right, while you're pasting in the text, I see Yalvi has his hand raised. Yalvi, go ahead.
Yalvi speaking. Can you hear me, please?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead, Yalvi.
Yeah, thank you. I just want to be sure that I understand the suggestion from Olivier. My understanding is that he's suggesting that we have a format for all our documents or attachments so that when we are doing a search, we get exactly the same document. So I want to be sure that this is the correct understanding. What he's suggesting is that we adopt a format for all our posting or PDF files so that if we do a search somewhere, we are sure that we are getting access to the same document. So this is my question.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Alvi. And I think now that Olivia has pasted some... So Olivia, just to follow up then, this is really more for actual document names as such, like PDFs and so on, not so much the taxonomy for wiki pages then. Now I'm beginning to get a better idea of this.
Yeah, that's correct. It's Olivier for the transcript. That's correct. It really is. This is to start with our documents. The reason for it being that we have so many different parallel things going on these days, we need to have some kind of good taxonomy for our documents. But the thing I've just thrown here is, you know, the wild guess was whether wiki pages could also make use of a taxonomy, since you mentioned later on taxonomy for this. It could be that document numbers are not required, that perhaps instead you have a good, not glossary, but keywords, and you define a good set of keywords that would be able to help. Specifically, for example, when you look at the different work of the working groups, make sure that any page that has that deals with who is, for example, would have who is working group as a keyword. So then you could specify your search, and you wouldn't end up with who is from every single thing at ICANN when you do a search on this.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Olivier. Indeed, and I think that, well, I think from now understanding more about it, yes, I think having this that taxonomy for the file names can help. I just wonder how useful it'll be in terms of for new members. I think this is great for the persons already heavily involved in tracking the doctoral documents. I kind of wonder, you know, persons will be looking at these at that AL-ELAC-ST. You know, in a sense here, we're almost coming up with a lot of more acronyms, and I know that's one of the criticisms that, well, we're using so many acronyms in this thing, so, and we should minimize the use of acronyms. But that's like my initial comment on it. But the taxonomy, like I said, it'll be, like, say, more of keywords in terms of, and all these attachments can, of course, be tagged with those keywords. All right. Okay. So let me just kind of go back into this. So those were some of the issues that we're looking at in terms of improving the organization of content. Now, how I want to consider how we want to move forward with this is, what I posted was like the solution, and I gave the broad solution space here. The solution would be to reorganize how the content is saved on the at-large wiki and how such content is presented to the viewer. So the idea would be that we will look at, say, the working groups, look at the relos, look at the ALAC content, and review how each of those content is saved for the working groups and develop a wiki template for those working groups. And once we document how the information is now structured, how we then possibly restructure the information, and then develop the wiki template to best present this information to the user. So that's how I want to do it for each of those three things: the at-large working groups, the RELOs, and then finally the ELAC. My thinking is that we should try to work on developing the template and developing possibly a new structure in time for Durban. And then once we ensure that, you know, we get feedback from all the RELOs and at large and so forth, then we could look at reorganizing the content afterwards, once we've done the template properly first and documented the structure first. So part of the ideas in terms of and one of the examples that's been cited for reorganizing the content, for example, in terms of reorganizing the content for the ELAC, right now the at-large working groups are listed under a wiki page under the ELAC space. And the suggestion is that we create a separate space in Confluence to have called at-large working group space. And this is similar to how the GNSO does it, for example. So that space will have all of the working groups. And that was one suggestion. So I just want to have some thoughts on whether, is this the approach we want to go with? Do you think that's feasible or not feasible? I'd love to hear your comments on this, because that's broadly what I want to try to do. Look at how content is saved for the at-large working group, document that content, how that content is saved. Do we need to reorganize it? And if so, document that, and then develop the wiki template. That will present it to the to the viewer. Thoughts, comments, questions, concerns, or is there silent agreement on this? I see Siva has raised his hand. Siva, or is this a old hand that you had put up?
Dave, did you call me?
Yes, I see your hand is still raised, so I don't know if this is in response to me.
It's supposed to be down, so consider it lowered.
Okay, well, all right, I'll stop it then. Okay, any other quick thoughts or questions on this? Once, going twice. Okay, just as an example as to why we may need to look at, in terms of like working groups, how content is saved for at-large working groups, and I'm just putting this out as an example and a possible suggestion. The reason why we need to document how the content is saved for at-large working groups, right now, working groups, each content is tied to the actual meeting in terms of action items, transcripts, and so forth. So a possible suggestion for reorganizing it would be that things like transcripts will be in its own section. Action items will be in its own section, so that it will be decoupled, so to speak, from the meetings. So it's that type of thinking that we will have to do for... It's that type of thinking in terms of, how the content is reorganized. And therefore, once it's decoupled like that, then when the person goes to a wiki template for the working group, they will just see a link for the transcripts, a link for action items, and so forth. That is just, like I said, that is just a suggestion. But that is the idea that I want to look at. By documenting how the content is saved, how it's structured, we can then look at ways to whether this could be improved or so forth. Okay, so I'm not seeing any questions or comments as such. So I'm going to assume that, unless nobody, somebody disagrees, we're going to try and proceed with this idea. Okay? Gordon says he needs to think about this one. Okay. And like I said, the idea is to already come up with the templates and so forth. We're not actually making the change about it now. We want to really develop the template, develop the structure, post it to the VLOs for comments so that I would like to try for Durban to have this, have this proposal being presented to the at-large by Durban. And then if there's comments that we would like to do this, then we could then look at migrating the contents and so forth. I'm just seeing people okay, the question from Imani, can we have a standard on font size? I would say that, in terms of the templates, we can look at, using different, I would say yes. The wiki template can be standardized to see, we'll use this certain size fonts and so forth. I would say yes. That could be looked at. Okay. All right. So the next steps, just to follow up with Imani's comments in the chat. He says that sometimes bold is too big and takes up too much room. I think, yes, the wiki template can be customized to, adjust the font sizes of various things like headers and so forth. So, and when we look at the Confluence documentation, as you see, we could probably figure out ways of how we can adjust the look and feel of this one, of the wiki. All right. And I note Gordon Chilcott, keep the mobile users in mind, indeed. Okay. So once we have one of the things I wanted to talk about also is then, all right, how are we going to try to structure our time to try to do the objective of improving the organization of content. And this goes up to the action item, agenda item 6. And this is using the Lucid meeting tools for work on the ideas for improving the organization of content. Lucid, for those who don't know, is a tool that's been promoted for use within ICANN. I'll post the link here in the EC chat room. Essentially, what Lucid meetings is a tool that allows you to work for teams or to collaborate. To collaborate and work on and for meetings and so forth. So it allows you to set an agenda. You have attendees. It will be like a replacement for Adobe Connect. I had some preliminary look at this Lucid Meetings in discussions with Chris Gift, who is in charge of the online. Who was in charge of what was his exact title? Online Community Services. And they are looking at using this tool to possibly be used for the at-large, by at-large in its meetings. So my suggestion was, in order to beta test this, that we actually use the Lucid Meeting tool to actually possibly have bi-weekly meetings, if not weekly meetings, to work on the topics of improving the content, the organization of content on the wiki, and so forth. There are some benefits to using the Lucid meetings, and there probably maybe some drawbacks. So this would also allow for a way for us to actually, give it a try. Does it work for mobile users and so forth? I can speak to more of what I thought were the benefits or disadvantages, but I'll just throw it out there. Any initial thoughts about this, about using Lucid Meetings? So the idea would be that we would make it as a, we would use this tool for this project of looking at improving the organization of content. And by that, by using the Lucid Meetings tool, we'll be able to give feedback to Chris as to what works and what doesn't work. Yalvi, please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Yalvi speaking. My question, the suggestion is to use it as a complementary tool. And as you said, it's something we are going to test. So do you have an idea of how wide the population using this tool? Anyway, it is a good tool to test it. And the question is, it like how people have voice and video just to know more about it? Thank you.
Okay, thanks. As I understand it, I believe, and perhaps ICANN staff can confirm this, I believe the Lucid Meeting tool is being used by the ICANN board and perhaps internally within ICANN. I don't know if it's actually been used by any of the community, ICANN community like GNSO or anything of that sort. So, but the intent is to see whether can this tool be used for at large. Can at large actually use this tool, for example? There's no timetable for this. I believe the Lucid Meetings people are working on presenting something by Durban because they're working on user interface tweaks and so forth. I see Olivia has his hand yet up, so maybe I'll give the floor to you. So Olivia, please take the floor. Probably have more information about this than me.
Thank you very much, Dave. It's Olivier for the transcript. I have had the luck of having a demonstration of Lucid Meetings whilst visiting Los Angeles, visiting the ICANN offices in Los Angeles. And it looks as though this is an additional tool that will be rolled out to all of ICANN for anyone to be able to use. And there will be an increasing number of meetings that will make use of Lucid Meetings. They're not going to take down Adobe Connect and replace it with Lucid Meetings. I think it's a case that some meetings are more productive using Lucid Meetings, and some meetings will be, or some conference calls will be more productive using Adobe Connect. But one thing that they are hoping that we can do, and this is where the Technology Task Force comes in, is that this community, being the most diverse, being the one that has people that live in far places that might not have a very good internet connection or that might be running these applications off a mobile, this is a perfect location to do some testing and to pioneer the use of this. And so this is why this working group was suggested as a test bed on something and being able to run its calls on that. That's the basic point of it. With regards to timing for rollout, it's an ongoing task because the people that run this company, Lucid Meetings, have a very good relationship with ICANN and are apparently making use of ICANN very much as a test bed. So anything that we would like to see in addition to what is currently done is very welcome because that gives work for Lucid to improve the product. And you know, we're effectively participating in the users testing out the product, and that gives us an ability to be able to have features in a product that we think might be missing from what we currently have on Adobe Connect or anything else. That's all. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Olivier, thanks for that summary there. And I think that's why I want to actually use the Lucid Meeting tool rather than just simply trying to demo it, you know, without actually doing something with it. So I think this the idea of working on a particular project, and then we can really get into actually using it, and then, as I said, coming up with, well, okay, this didn't work, maybe this could work. You know, I think we can really give some useful feedback to the Lucid Meeting persons as to, well, what works and what doesn't work. And I know there's some very interesting benefits because it's completely browser-based. So, for example, so that there's no use of any plugins of any kind, like Flash, or, you know, which is required by Adobe Connect, and typically has its, you know, problems, especially on mobile platforms. You know, I think what we will do is to set up a meeting with Lucid for the next call, the Technology Task Force call. And that brings up, and we're running out of time, unfortunately, so the key question here is do you want, what's the time schedule for, well, using the Lucid tool, meeting tools, but when to have the meetings? Do you want to try to have, a weekly meeting on this? I'll be willing to, you know, go to that effort. So if you were to go to a weekly meeting using the Lucid Meeting tool, because it's the 20th it's the 20th of May right now, so you literally have about 5 weeks, realistically, before the first week of June to really get anything done. So anybody thoughts about whether to do is have a weekly meeting or twice a week? Once every 2 weeks, sorry. Okay, and I see that, you know, Imani has pointed out that, yes, these type of testing will be very useful to get feedback as to whether it works or not. So, any comments? Once a weekly or once every 2 weeks? What are your thoughts? Well, when people say bi-weekly, that implies 2 meetings a week, huh? So I want to be clear on this. You mean once every 2 weeks? I see Yalvi typing, and multiple people are typing. Okay, every 2 weeks, says Yavi, and Gordon saying every 2 weeks. Olivia saying once a day. Ah, well. Yavi, go ahead.
Yeah, Yavi speaking. I'm thinking that we can just have a reason, just 15 or 10 minutes for test, not a real meeting, like every week. Just 15 minutes for test, or 10 minutes.
Okay, so what you're suggesting is we do in a sense, sort of like a pre-meeting, in a sense of just to get used to the Lucid meeting tool, and then have a formal meeting on the improving the wiki. That's what you're suggesting, Yalvi, if I understand you correctly?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Actually, I think that's not a bad idea. Anybody has any objections to that? So we'll just do like one preliminary meeting with Lucid Meeting. So everybody sorts out their connection issues and or browser issues, whether it works with this browser or that browser, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That type of thing. I'm just looking at the chat here. Let's see. And just a comment with Olivier. Your Diego system line will still be used. And indeed, theoretically, the Lucid Meeting tool can run at the same time as the Adobe Connect. It's just that, well, switching back and forth between two different collaboration platforms will be kind of confusing. Well, very difficult on a mobile, challenging on a desktop, you know, when you have multiple screens to look at and so forth. So my thinking would be do it, so to speak, cool turkey. On Lucid and see how it works. All right. I think most business will agree with Jarvi that, okay, we should have like a first preliminary meeting, okay, to try to just connect to Lucid meetings and perhaps get a look at how it's structured, how it works, and so forth. So I think the action item coming out of this meeting would be to set a doodle up for using the Lucid meeting tool for the technology task force. Let's try to do one before the end of this month. Because I really want to get. So say sometime next week, Natalie. Have a technology task force meeting to look at the Lucid meeting tool next week. And then after that, then we'll look at the following week, we'll look at the actual following month in June, we'll look at the improving the wiki and so forth. And of course, we can, you know, update the wiki, post it to the mailing list and so forth. Yavi, go ahead.
Thank you, Yavi. I agree with your action item, but I have a question. On the homepage, the one you put on the Adobe, we have sign-in or try for free. So what is the meaning?
Thank you, Yavi. And, well, this will also be for the at-large staff, because what staff will have to do is create accounts for each of the technology task force members on the Lucid platform, because ICANN has an account or system set up for Lucid already. So as part of setting up the meeting for the meeting next week, one of the subtasks for the staff will be to create accounts for each of the persons, and you'll be given the login credentials for logging into the Lucid meeting room. Okay?
Okay.
So that I hope that answers. Okay. Well, I see we have now 5 minutes past the hour, so I don't think we'll have time to actually go into the other two topics, which is the mobile application platform. Let's continue that discussion on the mailing list. Then I get a chance to look at Lance's template. So I'll also put that out for comment on the mailing list, and let's continue the discussion. So, okay. Anybody has any other questions, comments, concerns? Going once, going twice, going thrice. Okay, great. All right, I'd like to thank everyone for attending the call, and, you know, welcome. I just want to say, well, I didn't say at the beginning, welcome Imani. Imani was at the ICANN Beijing meeting, and after the technology task force session, he wanted to join the this working group, so I welcome Imani and his inputs. And, of course, thanks to everyone and to staff. Okay, so until the meeting next week, this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you very much, Dev.
Thanks, Dev.
Thank you, Dev.
Thank you.